Hello, it's the 6th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council's lockdown court case against Bedford gym owner has failed. Alex Lowndes, the owner of Gains Fitness and Strength, refused in November 2020 to close his business during the second lockdown. His trial would have proceeded in March, where he faced a £10,000 fine charged with violating lockdown rules. He believed the council's gym lockdown was unfair and that unhealthy people were more likely to contract the virus, with gyms playing only a minimal role in its transmission. He also cited the hypocrisy of recent Partygate allegations against officials within the highest levels of government who ignored their own guidelines. In defending their decision to prosecute, a spokesman for the council stated, "The threat posed by the virus was very different to that which we face now. The case was withdrawn due to something entirely out of the council's hands." Police are appealing for witnesses after a boy was struck by a vehicle in Luton over the bank holiday weekend. The car, described as a BMW 1 Series, stopped briefly then continued on. The incident occurred on the vicinity of Gypsy Lane and Osborne Road. The 10-year-old sustained minor injuries. A Beds police hearing revealed stalking and harassment allegations against a special constable. Hundreds of text messages were sent by Officer Dean Tor to his ex-partner over a short period, sometimes from police-issued equipment. He also showed up in uniform at her residence as a threat to her new partner while on patrol. The inquiry concluded that Mr. Tor was found to have breached the police standards of professional behaviour and would have been dismissed had he not resigned. 55-year-old Baz Wright will appear on Crazy Contraptions, a quirky engineering competition show hosted by Richard Hammond. The TikTok clothing transition content creator from Bedford, with over 600,000 followers, will appear on the Channel 4 programme tonight at 8 p.m. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.